Greetings to you, soul. Where to begin this night? First of all, do you have any questions? I always give you opportunity to ask questions.
I have a question, Sanji. A couple of Thursdays ago, you were talking about how, parts of bodies or, for example, insects were kept in glass bottles, and this prevented their soul from reincarnating. How does the energy work with things like images of people? I was going through my mind, I didn't understand how, you have images of people, how this worked as far as...
That is not the same, because it is not the flesh and blood. It is only an image. It is only a reflection.
Right.
Although there are people upon the earth who believe that when you take the image of another, that you will capture their soul. You know this thing? And who is to say differently? However, this is how they feel about having the image taken in this way. And for them, it is a great sacrilege of their belief to do this thing. And it can cause the individual to become into a great decline of health unto death when it is done.
Right. So just looking at it from another point of view, just a spiritual sort of, I suppose, point of view, when for example, you speak your words and they're transcribed onto the page, how does the energy factor of that go to people like when they read it and stuff?
Because the word is power, and whether it is written and spoken, it is still power. And when you, as an individual, come along and you read the word, what you are doing is you are making a spiritual contact with the energy that surrounds that wording that is there. And this gives you the connection to that energy that is behind the word. You understand?
Right.
This is how it is that the peoples of the earth have great reverence for the books of your people who have written the wordings down of the masters that have walked the earth. So you have many from different lands who have written many things, and they keep holy these writings, these scribings that have been put down. Likewise, you can take that further still. When you look into the many temples of the peoples of the past who have buried their people inside the tombs and have scribed upon the walls into the stone or have painted into these pictures of their writings, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Behind this, there is still the power, because it is the power of the word. So the spirit energy is there behind. You understand?
So, just taking that back to a little bit, from a personal point of view, as far as these energy drawings, things that my people work through me and do, I suppose the principle is the same. Because I feel there's a really energy part of it that is part of those drawings.
It is true of this and of anything that anyone creates. When you are small, your creations are not always very structured, are they?
No.
Small children learn first to make a line and to make a dot, do they not?
Yes.
And then they go from there to making a half circle and circles and other shapes and squiggles like worms, do they not?
Yes.
And all these manner of things have energy behind them. They have the energy of the spirit of the child that has done this thing. So those very special first drawings and paintings and creative things need perhaps sometimes to be kept so that as they grow they can come back and find this power of creation that they were able to express. Because sometimes in the process of growing and going through the life, the peoples lose the ability sometimes to have this creative power in their life, and very often do not know how to refine it again. So were they able to look at some of their beautiful, and I say beautiful, drawings and scribings from when they were small children, they would find their creative power once more. How often do you gather up these beautiful paintings and scribings of children and have them for a short moment, and as soon as the child has gone away and does not have interest anymore, this one agrees, they get thrown into the heap because they are not considered worthy anymore. It becomes just so much thanking you. Clutter is a word I give for you. You know this word? And indeed, sometimes it may be very difficult to find a home for all these many memories. However, bear in mind these words I'm giving you, so that next time you come across these beautiful creations of the child, honor them. Honor them. Because they do carry the energy and the power that the child was just learning to discover. Do you have difficulty?
Would you like a drink of water?
I would like to know how to get rid of this virus that is afflicting me.
You want to know how to make it go away?
Please.
Very well, come sit. Let us do some workings now, shall we?
Right.
Oh, wow.
What sort of music would you like?
Oh, I like the one about the angels. Come, we do this thing now. What about anybody else? You want to sit on your behind selves, or are you going to join and do some workings also? Now, this is something that you're going to have to work with Suji. Because, come this way, that is better. Now, first of all, before we begin, I'm going to give you a little story. It is not a big one, it is just a little one. Humankind, when they have within them feeling of great anger and they look it down inside, it may be anger at circumstances of their life. It may be anger at somebody of their life that they believe is responsible for matters that are not harmonious in their life any longer. Do you understand? Very well. When this happens, this anger, when it comes to the surface and is expressed, it is not anger that is entitled to be directed perhaps at the situation, because the basis of the anger lies in something entirely different. So because this, I call this unjustifiable anger, not this one, the other one with the angels.
Oh, this one's your angels, right?
Not that one. It is another one with angels on it. That's all right. You don't know which one. That is it. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it makes your organism of your body susceptible to the virus, the little bugs that are running around in the atmosphere. Also, too, deep down inside, there is unresolved grief. Things inside you that have yet to have their resolution. And this will begin from your next breath. The path will not be easy. However, it will cleanse you from the afflictions that you have been suffering. Each day that passes will be a little different. Each day that passes, you will become stronger within your own being, more powerful, more able to say to yourself and be truthful to yourself of the times when perhaps you have not been courageous and truthful before about matters that you needed to be truthful and courageous about. Facing all those things within you that you need to face, all those things that you're going to change. Make more place. Into the air. Feel yourself enough of light. oneness cleanse you of all your afflictions.
Excuse me.
So. Do you feel better for your sharing of energies?
Mm, I do feel better.
You will find that you are going to bring up much that is down inside you on the physical plane and the emotional also. Be prepared for it. However, it will pass very swiftly, and when you do the work properly, then you will not have it come back to you. Understand? So perhaps you would like to ponder on the readings I gave for you before. That is it. I'm sure little mother can find something for you.
Yes.
If you would like. You have only to ask. Now...
No, homeopathic remedies is what Sanji's meaning, isn't
yeah.
it?
Mm.
It's tuberculinum, is that right? It's
just one. Don't be worried about making soundings. You need to make soundings to get this all out of you. It has got to come out, little one, otherwise it... will keep making these harmonies within your physical body. And there needs to be speakings, more speakings done, as I say, for you.
Samuel, I don't understand what I need to do.
In the event that this little one would like to have this draft of medicine of the earth,
right.
then she is to ask for it.
Right.
And I have given what it is for her that is needing to be.
Right.
However, wait.
Okay.
I would like it, please. Thank you.
That is all right. We're not... have to make you have without you.